T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're just watching the video for that new Maroon 5 song. And I don't know, his hair crawled down off his head and it's gathered all around his mouth and on his cheeks and stuff. Like, that's a new look for him. Also, he was so baked during that.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's all high,
the whole time is roll joints and smoke them, and
just, well, that's legal now. So
yeah, well, you know, some places
in your face.
He wants, the whole point of that song apparently is to decriminalize it nationwide, so that all the people who are in jail for on pot charges can stop clogging up the system.
Yeah, I agree with that. Don't you?
But man, it's all him. He's just alone and stoned and. He's lost his hair. It's all down on his face now. It's all around his mouth.
I didn't get to watch that, but this just in. I found our knob.
Oh, you found the knob. Where was it?
I found the knob. So I went. So if you're just joining us, I'll try to make this quick. When we first started this morning, I was having trouble hearing my own audio. There was an issue with this big piece of equipment I took home and has been parked out on the other side of the desk I'm using. Anyway, when we sort of troubleshot it, there was one knob missing, and that was the one. So weird. So then I went out of the room, and I said, and the missus was out there having her coffee, and she goes, "How's the show going?" I go, I don't know what happened. I'm not trying to say. There's a knob missing. She goes, "Is it that one?" I go, "Hold on, what do you mean?" She goes, "This knob, I found this knob on the stairway. Is this the knob?" And I'm like, "Oh, yep, that's the knob."
I actually expected that she'd fished it out of Hulk Baby's mouth or something.
No, so it must have been Hulk Baby, and thank goodness for someone must have happened upon her and she had to run for it, because otherwise a lot more stuff would be ruined,
sure,
right?
Or maybe all the knobs would be gone. God, you got to keep that kid out of that room.
We're gonna have, well, we try. Trust me, I'm telling you right now, she's going through that testing, mom and dad, to see what no means.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's in the name, Hulk Baby.
Right.
You don't want to make her mad, and you don't want to.
Right. We don't want no trouble. Right. The good news is the knob is back in its place, and the audio is fixed, at least on this end. I'm hearing we're having dropouts still, but I don't know what. I can't help with any of that.
Yeah. Does Hulk Baby have any words? Does she say no?
You know what's rad? So look, I do get that we're all stuck inside and we normally have daycare or childcare, and we don't. And so it's been hard. I won't even try to spin it as, you know, we got this, or this has been hard, really hard. And yet she's approaching two. Like, we're hitting the good spot now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she hurts herself a lot because she's trying things. She's trying to figure out what the boundaries are. But we're kind of feel like, oh, we're good. We're, you know, she's been peeing on the toilet.
Oh,
like,
that's
fantastic. Really feeling pretty good about where we're at with her at the moment. So, yeah, you know, she turns two next month.
So, but she says mom and dad and no.
Way more words. Yeah, she understands a ton.
Yeah.
And she's been used, like, I'd say just in the last 2 weeks, her words are getting cleaner and more. You can understand them more. And, you know, she still kind of half-asses a lot of words.
Sure. Look, she's trying. I mean, she is too.
We're going through a Dory phase.
Oh, so, Dory.
Dory, there's an octopus. you know, like this. She's not getting the whole word, but it's cool. She's getting better, and we're really having fun with it.
Well, right. Fun as a relative thing, it would be, you know. Although, you know, this is quality time that they'll appreciate the rest of their lives. I suppose you could look at it that way, right? I mean, this is, you know.
I feel terrible for the older kids that are not getting to see their friends. That's my kid. Yes. The six-year-old is really desperate for anything. Yeah. I mean,
anything that doesn't involve the four walls she's in right now.
Right. Anything. Any kind of... She'll see a neighbor and go, "Hey, can I talk to you?" Even though
our neighbor, would you mind a conversation? I just love to talk to someone Cheryl's not in my immediate family.
Of course, honey, I'll stop and talk to you. Let's talk. And they just talk. I mean, they're talking from 20
Cheryl
feet apart.
Cheryl might actually, you know, really welcome someone else to talk to as well. So
you could be right.
You
know, yep.
It is nice to talk to other people. I mean, I got you. I got all you guys. Everything you have to say. You know, so
look at this. Apparently, Alice had audio issues yesterday.
Oh, is that so?
That's what someone's writing in.
I didn't listen to the station yesterday. Hmm. Well, it's all fine on radio.com. So speaking of 2-year-olds and
You
know what you can do for a 2-year-old and what a 2-year-old needs. I mean, maybe your 2-year-old would finally be happy and stop ripping the knobs off if you got her a pony.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to. Who got a pony?
Stormy, Kylie Jenner's 2-year-old.
Oh, okay.
She just bought her, Kylie bought her daughter Stormy a $200,000 pony.
Oh, so this isn't one of those mini ponies. This is a real horse and a real good one. Or is that not a good horse?
No, it's, you know, listen, this is actually a champion horse.
What did Susie cost?
Shannon,
sorry.
I don't know, $1,500, something like that.
Oh, okay. So,
but that
right.
was in the 80s, and she wasn't like a purebred champion horse.
She was rickety.
No, she was a great horse, but she was, you know, like, she wasn't a purebred anything. She was a mutt horse, and she was, you know, nice.
Was she B-team?
She'd be team horse, you know. She wasn't. All right. She was never going to be, you know, we were never going to take that horse to the Olympics. Let's put it that way.
Was she a used horse too, by the way? Like, did you get her as a pony, or was she like you got her as a 3-year-old or 5-year-old?
Well, a pony and a horse are different things. There, it comes down to how
Isn't
tall.
Isn't a pony a baby?
No, a pony is a fully grown pony.
What?
A foal is a baby horse, and then they're known as a filly or a colt until I believe they're 3 years old, and then they're just a horse.
You're blowing my mind.
Same thing with a pony. A pony is a fully grown pony that's under, I think it's 14.2 hands, which is how they measure a horse. If you're, I think
Christ.
That's the cutoff line for
you
pony.
You really did go to horse college, didn't you?
I did, Vinny.
Oh,
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. I mean, I thought that was common knowledge, but I guess maybe only in horse circles, you know?
No, I just thought a pony was the baby version of, would grow up to be a horse.
No. Nope.
All right. Well,
grows up to be a pony, and it's a foal when it's... Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you know, I also just assumed everybody knew that, so that was bad on my
basing
part.
My pony thought is that all the... girls, you hear that they want a pony, you go, oh, they just want a baby horse that they'll grow up. Okay, sorry, my bad. You were saying Stormy got a pony.
Yeah, so Stormy, and this pony is 17 years old. This is a fully grown pony. It's a champion pony because, of course, it is. Its name is Frozen. Because, and I don't know if you remember, didn't she throw her like a 1-year-old birthday party? There's the pony. The pony is a champion. Let me see if I can find this thing's...
How long do they live, though? Is it going to die
next
week?
Soon.
Yeah, that's 17.
You know, like, usually horses and ponies, I guess. Maybe ponies live longer because they're more compact. I don't know. You know, you don't really ride a horse much after the time it's 18, 19, 20 years old. That's when horses retire. They get old. It's like, right, you know, you wouldn't ride an old dog. You know how the last few years of a dog's life are less energetic.
She's going to teach her daughter about death at a very young age. Good job. Mom?
Well, no, the pony could live to be 30 years old, but I don't know that the little girl's going to be riding this pony. I mean, she's two now. Like, it's going to be a while before she, other than a lead line, you know, put her on the pony's back and lead her around. Like, other than that. And I don't know if, Kylie is like a horse enthusiast. This is the first time I've heard of any horses with the Kardashian family or ponies. Any, you know, equine.
Well, you don't expect that they're all over Calabasas. Isn't that where they live in that little ritzy?
Yeah, I mean, those are pretty large lots. I mean, there's certainly, maybe there's some farms out there. I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. So this is a 17-year-old, it's a gelding, which means it's a boy who's been cut. They're saying it's a show jumping champion pony from the Netherlands, and it's been shipped, I guess, I don't know, via boat. I don't know how.
Geldings just have the man bag off, not the stick, right?
Oh no, the stick is still there. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Fully,
okay.
They're fully sticked.
All right.
They just don't have any eggs.
The company is gone, right?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right.
The meatballs. So, because male horses can be quite aggressive. If they're intact, a stallion.
Oh.
So they geld, generally speaking, unless they're going to use the horse for breeding, generally they keep them intact. I mean, they keep them intact for breeding, and they keep them lawless. They make them eunuchs or whatever. I don't know.
Poor guy.
I know. No, don't. He's, believe me, I'm sure he's over it. So anyways.
His name's frozen, and he's got no man bag. Come on.
He's beautiful. He's an absolutely beautiful little pony, I think.
I mean, that helps.
You know, for whatever good that does. So the thing, once it gets here, it has to quarantine for 14 days, not for COVID, but for, I guess, any animal coming into the country needs to be quarantined because it's got some, you know, disease. And then it will be moved to a barn near Jenner's home in Calabasas. I guess the guy who is he's a horse breeder and seller. Like, if you're a star and you want a great horse, you go to this guy, Stahl Wilton. They say he's the go-to guy for celebrity horse lovers. He's already shipped horses to Kaylee Cuoco of The Big Bang Theory, Jessica Springsteen.
Hold on. You're telling me a horse guy's name is Stahl?
S-T-A-L. Yep, Stahl. Like a horse stall.
Yep. Right. No,
Stahl Wilton.
So he missed. Oh, he has a radio name. Okay.
Yes, Stahl Wilton. Exactly. Horse provider extraordinaire.
Who knew? All right.
So Kaylee Cuoco got a horse from him. Jessica Springsteen, one of the Springsteen offspring. I don't know. And Jennifer Gates, who I'm just going to assume that's Bill Gates' daughter. Why else would she make the list?
I actually think I've heard she is a big time equestrian,
mm-hmm.
Gates' daughter. So yeah,
well, with Bill Gates' money, she could have the finest horse flesh available. I mean,
sure.
That is,
oh
you
boy,
know,
that's not a way to put it, but no, okay,
that's what they call them. You know, she got some horse flesh.
Well, oh, currently competing in equestrian's elite competition.
Of course.
Yeah, I've read that. I don't know why, but I knew that.
Well, you know, she's got to have some pursuit. And listen, horses. They
bring
are the
so much joy, right?
They're the and they are the pursuit of the rich.
Know,
like,
Sarah.
Even if you're just a minor horse owner, like, there's just, oh my God.
I right, love horses on. So much.
We're moving on.
All right.
The only NFL player with an MD has opted out so he can treat COVID-19 patients instead. Jesus, that horse is riding away, thank God. The NFL.
I can still hear it.
It's gone. She rode off into the sunset with her pretty pony.
Happily.
The NFL has about 1,700 players, and only one of them is a medical doctor. His name is Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. And he's an offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. He makes $2.8 million a year base, and he has decided that he's not going to return this year. He graduated from McGill University Med School in 2018. He's been treating COVID-19 patients in the off season, And now he's become the first NFL player to opt out of the upcoming season. Over the weekend, he said, nah, I'm not going to do it. Not an easy decision to make. He's been working as an orderly at a care facility in Canada for the last few months. And he says, being at the front line during this offseason has given me a different perspective on this pandemic and the stress it puts on individuals and our healthcare system. I cannot allow myself to potentially transmit the virus to our communities simply to play the sport that I love. He says he thinks the Chiefs medical team has a good plan to minimize risk, but that they can't eliminate them. And if he's going to take any risks at all, he'd rather do it caring for patients. So
that's great.
They actually say that he will still make $150,000 for being a part of the league. He's still going to get paid that, but it's not going to be the $2.8 million that he would have made if he'd played.
And I don't know his name, but he might be good enough that they'll take him back the second he says,
right,
I want to play. They'll say, once well, then thing, put your uniform on and let's go.
Let's do this. Yeah, I had never heard his name either. There's an NBA player who has to quarantine because...
Because
he was like, oh, I got to go to a funeral. Oh, and then I'm going to stop by a strip club on my, just to get something to eat on my way back.
You know
back.
What? I want to say something. I've heard enough about athletes' this behavior through the years. Morning. Rock stars similarly, where you just go, you almost can't believe the lifestyles they lead, right?
Right.
And then, you know, here we are, the NBA is trying to get things put back together and get a season, you know, conclude the season,
yep,
and have some games for people to watch. And all of the announcers, broadcasters, radio shows talk about how, you know, what possibility there is they get through this without someone corrupting the bubble, right? And I almost think, like, give these guys a little credit. Like, they've worked really hard to get to this point in their career, and they've trained, and they have commitment to excellence. I'm sure they don't want to. And then this guy, before one game even gets actually played, the season starts this Thursday. This guy goes and hits a strip and makes everything everyone has said true.
Yes.
What a dummy.
So I guess that there are certain rankings for things you can leave the bubble for and how many days you'll have to quarantine if you do so.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's name, by the way, is Lou Williams. He's a Clippers player.
Mm-hmm.
And if you leave to go to a funeral, I guess they consider that to be fairly sedate and people will be respectful and there won't be any fluid exchange because it's a funeral. That's a 4-day quarantine. So you gotta quarantine for 4 days and that's it.
I don't even know what that meant. Go
well,
on.
Look, I just don't know what's happening at any funerals you've been to, but generally speaking, you know, they seem to be less of a touchy-feely affair. I mean, this was hugging, but I assume that wasn't happening anyway. So this guy, he says, I gotta go to a funeral. My friend's dad died. So he went to Atlanta last Thursday. And then after the service, he stopped off at a gentleman's club called Magic City. He was outed by a rapper who was like, hey, man, great to see you here. That guy's name is Jack Harlow. And I want to say Harlow had something on the charts just recently. He posted a photo of them together. And then he went, oops. And he deleted it and tried to claim, oh, no, that's an old photo. But Lou had a new NBA mask on, so it wasn't that old. And Lou eventually admitted he went to the strip club, but he claims he just stopped in to get some food. Everyone knows how great the food is at strip clubs.
Harlow's hit here. It's called What's Poppin'. Sports in the top 10. I could put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone.
Sound like an intro, Jet song, give me that tempo. So pull here, pull with the... All right, there's Harlow. And that guy's like, oops, I had to take that photo down. So if this guy, Lou, had just gone to the funeral, 4-day quarantine. But a strip club is higher risk. So now it's 10 days. He's going to miss at least 2 games. And he'll forfeit about $150,000 of his salary.
And he's the guy who went and made every person correct.
All those predictions just came true. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
They can't. I got a lot of stuff. Emojis and the ones that people are using. I'll do some fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.